We are never alone, even if we are alone. God will never leave us or forsake us. You know, we shouldn't be surprised that we get attacked, that tough times come at times, struggles come at times. But we got to remember, like the scriptures say, behold, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we shall know when we see him as he is, right? We are as Christ is right now in this world. We get challenged with situations. We should take a stand and start to be bold. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And he's given us the spirit of Christ in us, the hope of glory. If we were to walk like the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ walk, and we can, because we are enabled, we have his ability in us, the spirit of God in us, then we should shake up the world. If you think, when they receive the spirit of God on the day of Pentecost, what did they do? They shook up the world. God added 3,000 to them on that same day.
Yeah.
On that same day. What did they do prior to that? Prior, before they received that gift of Holy Spirit. What did Jesus say to them? Wait for the Father. They listened and they obeyed and they stayed. They waited for that time. And then, because of their obedience, listening to the instruction, they were at the right place at the right time. They spent time in prayer with the Father, and then God sent the promise of Holy Spirit. And then Peter stood up, and by the Spirit of God, he declared what was happening. And the words that God gave him were scripture, and God also gave him extra words to say, which pierced the heart of the people. It went straight to their heart. And when we allow God to work in us, the words we speak will go right to the hearts of the people.
Yeah.
And instead of having the mentality of drawing back in fear, going behind closed doors because it's not going our way. And believe me, let me tell you guys, we've been having a tough time, but you don't know that. We haven't said that, but I'm saying it now because it's like a testimony. And we still got some challenges, but you know what? Is getting in that secret place with God. And since God kicked me out of bed at the beginning of the year, 5 o'clock, I've been getting up now and setting my alarm for 4:45 because I'm so excited to get up. I'm so excited to get in that quiet time and give my day to the Father, to just be still and know that he's God, and he really does begin to communicate with you. So since I've been doing this, I've been praying every day. And then God told me yesterday, shut up, don't pray, speak in tongues. And when I'd done that, God was just speaking to my heart, and I was getting inspired and energized. And, you know, before there's any genuine outreach, there's got to be genuine rise within each individual, within each heart. And that comes as we submit ourselves to God, and we become humble and hungry for him. And God will then feed you according to your hunger and your desire. I've decided to not do things in my own strength and my own ability. As you've started to recognize, things have changed in the way that I do the website, in the way that I'm presenting things, because I'm listening to what God is showing me to do, because I want to be obedient to him. I want to be profitable and fruitful in my walk for God. For many years I have a pattern, and the adversary can know your pattern also. But when you're being led by that Spirit, he comes off the scent. Okay, you put him into confusion rather than him put you into confusion. When the pressure's on, dig your heels in, get into prayer, and say, Father, now you show me what to do. Because you haven't given me a spirit of fear. You've given me a spirit of power, ability, love, and a sound mind. See, the adversary wants to get people into confusion. Listen, he is a dog without teeth, right? We got to realize that we are seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. God has put all things under the feet of Christ. So where are they? They're under our feet. And it's about that focus with the Father. It's about the time you spend with God, the fountain of living water, where everything flows from. And I'm really learning this, and I'm sharing this, not because I got head knowledge or anything like that, because I'm doing what God is showing me to do, and I am benefiting greatly. And I'm so excited, because I just want to share that when we decide to cease from our own works and rest, in other words, we don't decide what we're going to do. We've got to look at, what are we actually doing here? We've got a Skype fellowship. Are we trying to build a ministry? Because I don't want to build no ministry. I want to walk within the ministry of word and reconciliation. I want to be able to connect people to the head, Jesus Christ. I want to be a blessing to my brothers and sisters in Christ. And then I want to be a witness for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we get things in the right perspective, then we can begin to flow. We will be at the right place at the right time. In the morning, once I'm up, I then leave here at 7 o'clock. I go and pick my son up, Danny, as you know. And I'm repeating this because I want you to understand there's a pattern that God has given me to do. And he set it up. And from there, I've been going to the cafeteria. And then I've walked through the high street and gone to different... And I've been bumping into so many ex-believers from the old ministry. Doors are opening up left, right and centre to encourage them, to give them words of life, to give them words of hope, and to encourage them to go to God. Like, to really go to God, because God loves them dearly, and I've encouraged them that what God has begun in them, God will finish. And all God is looking for people with the willing heart. A willing heart also comes from God. In that prayer chamber that I'm going to, that secret place, that was initiated by God. I couldn't even do that out of my strength. There's so many times that I've gone into the room to pray before this time, and things just didn't flow because it's got to be led by God. When we begin to get hungry, when we're challenged and we realize, hold on a minute, why are things not moving like it could be moving? Why are things kind of stagnating at times and then flowing at times and then stagnating at times? It's because we do things in our strength. We've got our own ways, our own ideas. Our ways may seem right to us, but it doesn't mean to say they're right. But going to God, he can help put things into perspective for you. He wants to bless you, and God is ready to move very quickly, and things are starting to change quickly. This year we give that theme, it was to walk in newness of life. When we're walking in newness of life, then we can serve in newness of spirit. Okay, because when we serve, we don't serve from our flesh, from our education, from our knowledge of the scripture even. But we serve with the spirit of the living God, God working in us. And as we walk through the doors he opens, then we can bring deliverance to his people because it's going to be God-led. It's not going to be my idea, I'm going to go and speak to that person over there. No. Father, is there an open door there? And because you're in a relationship with him, and you're seeking him, and that he is able to show you clearly, distinctly, speak. No, don't speak. See, the doors that we speak have to be opened by God. The things that we do have to be led by God. Then we're going to be fruitful. We can't prune ourselves, right? We can't cut our own branch. That is done by the husbandman. We got to allow God to go to work. We got to kind of get out of his way and become listening to his voice. When you think about persecution, if you are getting challenges, you must be doing somewhere right. A lot of people get beat up in this world, but they haven't got God or Jesus Christ as their Savior. God wants us to be shining as lights. He wants us to use the ministry of reconciliation. He wants us to use the words of reconciliation. When the church was under attack in the book of Acts, remember Stephen, he was a man filled with the Spirit, doing signs, miracles, and wonders. He was on fire, baby. And he confronted those people there when he was declaring the word. These people set about him, stoned him to death. But he was moving. If that was to happen today amongst us, it would freak us out. It would probably put a lot of us behind closed doors. Just like, you know, the disciples were, for fear of the Jews. Right? When you hear about ISIS and all that stuff. And it's kind of scary stuff. But those who know their God shall be strong and do what? Exploits. We should be understanding that we will have opposition, but greater is he that what?
Is in us.
Than he that is in this world. We got to realize who we are and what God has made us. And I just want to read something to you, just give you a bit of encouragement. Acts chapter 8, just have a look at this again. Let's look at the early church and how they were moved and led by the Spirit of God. they spoke by that Spirit and they spoke powerfully as God energized them and worked in them. Just like when God energizes you, when you speak in tongues and interpret, when you bring forth a word of prophecy. God will give you those words in those situations that will speak right to the heart of people. We got to realize we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Who's going to believe if we don't speak? We can be so self-focused on our problems, on our needs, that we're missing the whole point about rising up and being who we should be, being the church, opening our mouth and speaking and declaring. Because the focus isn't us, the focus is God. And then he gives you his vision, he gives you his direction. In Acts chapter 8, and Saul was consenting unto Stephen's death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church, the body of Christ, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea, Samaria, except the apostles. And devout man carried Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentations over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, little fellowship like we got now, hailing men and women, committing them to prison. Would you run a fellowship if you knew that your government now could come and kick your front door in and take you in for running a fellowship? Would you still do it? If you knew that they were going to listen in on this Skype meeting then come and arrest you, would you join the Skype meeting? Where's our boldness, guys? We haven't got a spirit of fear. We're sons and daughters of the Most High God, filled with the Spirit of God in Christ in us. No fear. No fear. Say no to fear. It has no place in this age of grace in the life of a believer, right? Verse 5, then Philip was so scared, he went behind the closed doors again. He said, stop that stuff, I'm not going there again. No, he didn't. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria. And what did he do? He preached, he crusoed, herald forth Christ unto them. He was bold, man. He wasn't stopping. Don't let the circumstances stop you. Going through that faith and confession seminar class, Amy, with the confessions, we can either say what we want or we can say what we see. We want to say what we want. We want to declare God's word and promises through our mouth. We want to call those things not as though they were. It's the entrance of God's word that brings light and gives deliverance, right? Verse 6, and the people with one accord, one heart, unity of purpose, gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And this is what happened. For unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and the lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Okay, there was great joy in that city because he was bold enough to move regardless of his circumstances, regardless of the fear. And it's being in that presence of God, taking time with him, not worrying about what other people think or say about you. Okay, I'm talking about believers and unbelievers. And being bold and doing what God puts in your heart to do and being led by the Spirit of God. Someone said it earlier on. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. No, stand fast in your liberty, in that liberty where Christ has delivered you. He set you free. He paid the sacrifice so that we don't have to live in fear, that we can do the same works that he done and greater. And the focus and the vision is to move God's word where we live, to move God's word beyond where we live. God wants you to be fruitful. He wants us to multiply. And he wants us to be bold in this day and time. When you're faced with a challenge, don't shrink back in fear, but move with great faith. Speak light into the situation. Declare God's promises over that situation. Take a stand. The enemy's bold to stand. And his little cohorts are bold to stand in your face. We got to be just as bold and bolder, and we can be because we've got the Spirit of the living God in us. And say, hey, back off, to the devil spirits and the devil. But we love people. It's love that energizes our faith. And spending time in that secret place, you'll start to have great compassion for people. you'll start to have great compassion, not just to run another fellowship, not just to do another meeting, but to move out, to desire the labourers, pray for the labourers, each one win one. And this is what has been in my heart, and I just really wanted to share it with you, and just your guys' sharings inspired this in me, and seeing and living this stuff. We got to live this. Daily live it. Like, not just get up and pray for 2 minutes, but get up. Get up in the morning. If I can do it, believe me, anyone can. And you know what? It was kind of hard to begin with, but I began to love that. That quiet time, that special time with the Father, being energized by Him through the speaking in, and speaking in tongues, man. I'm like motor mouth. You're speaking in tongues. It's just flowing. And God will help you as you step towards Him. Take a step towards Him. And ask God to give you the right focus to reach out. Now, God wants to build you up. He wants us edified. And we do that through the encouragement, testimonies. You can edify yourself by speaking in tongues, reading of the scripture. But go into the fountain of living waters and allow Him to lead you. So that was what I just really wanted to encourage.
I praise You, God.
I praise You, God.
'Cause the life I have is worth living.
Worth living.
I praise You, God.
I praise You, God.
For Your love and all Your giving.
All Your giving. Yeah.
Your word's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You will walk with me no matter where I am. I praise You, God.
I praise You, God.
'Cause You've given I praise You, God.
I praise You, God.
'Cause my life has changed. Now You're in it.
Now You're in it.
Your word's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
You will walk with me no matter where I am. I thank You, God.
I thank You, God.
Now Your word is my desire.
My desire.
I thank You, God.
I thank You, God.
'Cause You set my heart.
I was lost
and lonely. Worries and fears were my life. Then someone told me about God's word and how I could live the more abundant life. Here I am, Lord.
Send me.
'Cause I will speak Your word to those who wanna hear. Here I am, Lord.
Send me.
'Cause I have learned to love and I have learned to give. Here I am.
is stronger.
To the Father,
my delight in Him, 'cause He has rescued me. Here I am, Lord.
Send me,
'cause I will speak Your word to those who wanna hear. Here I am, Lord.
Send me,
'cause I have learned to love, and I have learned to hear. Here I am.